Is your business going to be here in 12 months? Heck, do you know if it will have any kind of solid shape in 3 months? I think we can agree that being here in a year is a critical part to success in business. Makes sense, right? Well, sometimes longevity in this crazy online coaching world of ours has nothing to do with choosing the right niche, but in having the right mindset to keep going even when things go wrong. That's what I want to talk to you about today. How can you make sure that your business, your message, your passion is going to stand the test of time? Hi, I'm your host, Ina Coveney. Every Monday, I bring you an interview with a successful online coach where we uncover their true startup story. And we wrap it up with a companion episode on Thursdays, this one right here, where I teach you 3 things that our guest is doing very right in their business and you should start doing right now. And today, our focus will be on 3 steps to rewire your brain for longevity and perseverance so that your business survives the lows and celebrates right through the highs. How can you essentially become unstoppable? This episode was inspired by our last conversation with Camille Diaz, an incredible entrepreneur who chose many hard paths. And yet, she's still here, evolving, growing, and thriving even despite having lost her entire business more than once. You can go back and listen to that episode when you're done with this one. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts while wondering who will be the last guest of this season of The Global Phenomenon, well, you'll have to stay until the end to find out. In the meantime, make sure to head over to the review section and leave us a 5-star review and say something nice. It really helps support the show. And thanks. Welcome to The Global Phenomenon, the podcast about online coaching, the inspiring new career path responsible for multiple self-made millionaires, opening the doors for experts and professionals like you and me to stop living paycheck to paycheck and design a rich and abundant life with one purpose: to help others. I'm your host, Ina Coveney, 6-figure entrepreneur and business coach. Listen for lessons and strategies that will turn you into the next global phenomenon. Today's episode begins now. I probably started like 6 blogs before I actually landed on the coaching business that we all know and love and that you all see today. And I'm going to tell you something. I didn't just start them just to have them for me. I didn't start those blogs because I just wanted something to do. Like I wasn't busy enough, right? Like I didn't have kids. Like I didn't have a podcast because I've been podcasting since 2012. So like I've been podcasting for 10 years now. Hey, this is my 10-year anniversary of podcasting, right? Like I didn't have a podcast to run. Like I didn't have other things to do. I wanted them to work. I wanted to make money with them. One of them, I even put like click ads, right? And I think like one ad was for like chocolates or something. Like I had no idea what I was doing. So Ina, why didn't you make money with your first 6 blogs? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, number one, because I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know exactly how to monetize a blog. I know a lot more now, but back then it was like zero. I didn't know what I was doing, but my intention was to go out and make money with this thing, to go out and blow up. And I think that was the biggest thing getting in my way. It wasn't that I didn't know what to do, because I feel like I'm a very smart and resourceful person. If I really wanted to learn something, I would have learned it, right? I don't think it was a matter of skill or know-how. I thought at the time that growing a blog meant that I just needed to wait until it was found and it could go viral, which is not really how you grow a business. My biggest thing standing in my way of growing any of these things was that I had observed myself quitting so often, so many times, that I didn't allow any one idea to really flourish. I was hitting a catch-22 where I was too scared that if I put my idea out there, if I tried, really tried for my blog to be visible, that eventually, like I've done with everything, I would give up, I would get bored, I would feel frustrated or life would get in the way and I would quit. And then all of this visibility that I got for it, I would be completely embarrassed by it. I would be in front of my family and friends and coworkers and former bosses, right? Basically saying, I started this thing. And then when they ask me, hey, what happened with that thing? Oh, no, that I quit that. Like, that was my biggest fear, that I had left a trail of disappointing starts in my wake. And if that was the case, then what's stopping me from stopping again? How can I guarantee that my next venture is not going to be, you know, it's not going to be another one that I'm just going to give up on? So I had this catch-22 going where I couldn't be visible because if I was, I would quit. But the fact that I wasn't visible was preventing my thing from growing. So you see how that's a self-fulfilling cycle in there where I'm not getting out anytime soon, where I'm doomed to perpetual failure. I see myself as a failure. I fail. I fulfill the prophecy. I start again. I fail again and over and over. And at first in my business, I would refuse to make any of these blogs or any of these ideas visible, right? So what happened in 2018 when I finally decided to quit my job so that I could do a business? At that time, I had already started following a few influencers. I had already seen what was possible. I had already seen examples, role models that I didn't have before. And I'm like, yeah, that could be me, but that means that I have to play full out. That means that I really have to put all my chips in this. And something at that point, I want to say that it shifted overnight, but it really didn't. It just kind of planted a seed. It planted a seed telling me, you need to be able to be more visible. But I was still resisting it because this fear that forever I have been quitting and that everybody's going to see me fail in public, that fear doesn't just go away because you one day decided that you're going to play full out. Like after this message that I'm giving you right now, after we turn this off, your mind is not automatically going to change and you're going to start posting everything you do on LinkedIn and everything you do on your personal Facebook page. Like it doesn't happen that way. What I'm hoping though is that at least this will plant the seed so that little by little things start to change and shift for you. When I started my coaching business back in 2018, it's almost 4 years to the date. I'm like a couple of weeks short of my 4 year anniversary in my business. I was working with a business coach. And the business coach had told me, Ina, you gotta start putting your stuff out there. You gotta change your Facebook personal profile cover. You gotta start talking about business on Facebook. You got to start putting it out there on LinkedIn. And I'm looking at my coach and I'm like, no, I can't let my former boss see what I'm doing. I can't, I'm not ready for that yet. Can I do something else? She's like, sure, start a Facebook group. So that was my first foray into creating a safe space for me to talk about business and loosen up a little bit. And I'm gonna tell you, that was the big realization that I had over time, little by little, when I realized that I was stuck in that pattern. And that if I wanted this business to make it, I had to burn the ships at the beach. I don't know if you've heard that expression, that, you know, setting sail for new land, getting there, and then not keeping your plan B, not keeping those ships, burning the ships and saying, this is where I'm going to plant my stake and this is what I'm going to do now. So what was the equivalent of that for me? At first, when I quit my job, I had told my husband, let's look at our finances and see how long I could go without making money before I have to go back to work. And we looked at our finances and it looked like I could give myself a year. When it was time to reassess for the year, I mean, I hadn't replaced my salary by that point by any means, by any stretch of the imagination. But we figured if we've been able to make it work for the past year, we could probably continue from here. So I had to look at myself in the mirror, take a really hard look at myself and say, Ina, you're not going back to corporate. You're not going to have that plan B waiting for you, that cushy, comfortable plan B waiting for you. It's not an option anymore. You've had a taste for what it's like to make your own schedule. You've had a taste for what it's like to be around people who are amazing, doing amazing things and making a whole lot more money than you could ever make in corporate. You've seen what it's like, right? You can't go back. So my form of burning the ships was making the decision to not go back and realizing once and for all that this is the new me, that this is my new normal, that this is my new purpose in life, is to help others. And that means stepping out into the world with that, with those clothes on, right? With that mentality, with that leadership stance. It was time, which meant that I had to go on LinkedIn and I had to say what I was doing and talk about it. And I'm not gonna lie, one of the things that I did was unfriend or disconnect from my former bosses, right? From my former CEO and my former CTO. I'm like, I don't care for you guys to see this stuff. And it wasn't because I was afraid of what they would think. It was purely because it was affecting the way that I showed up. Just knowing that anything I posted could be seen by them was making me feel inhibited, was making me feel like I needed to play smaller. And like, nope, I'm going to remove that filter. I'm going to remove that obstacle by simply making it so that they don't see it. And that's just going to help my state of mind. It has nothing to do with them. They could care less. They don't care. They have their own world and their own big problems to worry about. It's not about them. It's about me. If it's affecting how I show up, then I'm going to do something about that. So I disconnected from them, right? If you feel that way about your family, if you feel that way about your family, if you feel like if my family sees this, they're not going to understand. They're not going to get it. They're not going to act the right way. They're going to be asking me questions, right? They're going to do all these. And I just can't. Look, there's lists. There's friend lists that you can use on Facebook so that you can post about business openly, but then restrict the list, restrict the privacy, restrict the visibility and say, my family cannot see this. I do that. I do that all the time. Whatever you need to do to burn the ship, whatever you need to do to say, I need to be able to be my full self online. And that's what I wanted to talk about today. I have for you three things that I want you to do right now that are going to help you reframe your mind and get ready for imminent ascension into the leadership, into the leadership role that you belong in, into the leader that you are. So we covered a couple of practical tips, right? Which is disconnect from people that you don't want to see your stuff. Use Facebook friend lists to restrict the visibility of your posts, right? Our friend of the podcast, Debbie, she has a business account and a personal account. Whatever you need to do to be able to step out there fully. So those are some practical tips, but I want to give you three things that you need to start doing right now to step into that leader, okay? Here's number one. You have to picture your vision very specifically. And I know this sounds like an exercise that you do on like weekend retreats, right? This is a necessity of you standing the test of time, is to know where you are going and to believe wholeheartedly that that vision is possible and to do everything you can to start acting like you are already there right now. And I'm going to give you an example. One of our past podcast guests, Lauren Elise Love, from episode 37, if you want to listen to that story, she's an incredible woman. She was probably the first global phenomenon coach that I even ran into in my life. Like, I was following her like, that's the life I want. That's the business I want. Like, I'm just going to do everything this woman says. And I signed up for her programs. And there was one exercise that really stuck with me that is going to help you with this vision generation, okay? Here was her exercise. She said, write down everything that describes your future state, right? Describe Ina 2.0. Describe Debbie 2.0. Describe Rita 2.0. What does she do? How does she dress? What is she like? How does she spend her days? What are some things that she can do because she has $1 million, right? So picture $1 million version of you. What are some things that make her, what are some things that make her day? What are some things that she does? So I went ahead and I wrote that list for myself. This is Ina 2.0. This is what she would do. And then what you do is you strike off anything that you believe it really requires $1 million for it to belong in that list, right? Like if I wrote Ina 2.0, millionaire Ina takes a week in Paris every month, right? She stays in 5-star hotels in Paris every month and she travels first class, right? That might not take $1 million. It takes a whole lot of money, right? So anything that you picture, that is like, no, I definitely would need a whole lot of money to make that happen. Like that part of the vision, you strike it off. And whatever is left in that list is going to surprise you. Because there are things on that list that $1 million Ina would do that Ina today could start doing. You guys want to know what's one of the things that I wrote in that list? I wrote, millionaire Ina has breakfast every day. Let that sink in for a second. Why is it that Ina right now can't have breakfast every day? There's no reason. So if for me, feeling like I own my life, like I have arrived, right? Like that feeling comes from, you know what, having a good breakfast every day? That's something I can make happen right now. So when you develop your vision, it's not just about having a pretty picture in your mind that just makes you feel bad every day because you're not there yet. It's about figuring out what are the things that you're writing on that list that you could start doing today. Millionaire Ina goes to the gym. And I signed up for a gym. I only need $10 a month to be a member of a gym. Why am I putting that on the millionaire list? That list is going to surprise you. Every night when you go to sleep, every morning when you wake up, remember the $1 million version of yourself and what she would do today that you can also do today. Start embodying what that 2.0 version is and you start doing it today with no excuses. You do not need $1 million in the bank to feel like a leader in your industry. You really don't. So that's step one. Creating that vision very specifically. Let's go to number two. You heard me say that I was following Lauren Elise Love and I was a fan. I was a fan. I was, she would be out on Tony Robbins' events. She'd be out on a trip in Monaco. She'd be out on a trip in the Middle East. She'd be out on a trip in Europe and I would be watching in awe. I'm like, that could be me. That could be me. That could be my life. Oh my God, what do I need to do to be like her? But there's something that happened. And that is that the more I consumed somebody else's life, somebody else's ideal life, the more I would start to resent myself for not being there yet, right? Like there was a weird effect that was happening. It's like, I adore her and I want to be her. But at the same time, that's not me yet. And it was making me feel bad. So this is what step two is. I want you to find those role models. I want you to find those people who have the business and the life that you want, who made it. There are people like that who have your perfect million-dollar version 2.0. They're already there. I want you to find them online. I want you to follow them. But here's the caveat. I don't want you to be binging on them on their current fabulous life every day. That's not what you should do. What you gotta do, and this is where the action comes in, I want you to look them up on Instagram, on Facebook, on YouTube, and I want you to scroll all the way down to 10 years ago. And I want you to see how they started. I want you to watch their lives that they were doing 6 years ago. I want you to listen for what their offer was, how they were pitching it. Who were they talking to? Is it different than who they're talking to today? Is their offer different? Is their tone different? Is the way they edit videos different? That's the person that you should be following. You see who they are now? That's not you. That will be you in a few years. But today, you are who they were a few years ago. And I want you to know what is it that they were doing. So you can see, I'm on the right track. I'm doing a lot better than they were at this point. And you can convince yourself that everyone starts somewhere. We all start somewhere. We don't start with a $1 million version of ourselves, right? I mean, we can start having breakfast now for sure. But we don't start with vacationing to Paris every month. We start where we are, just like they did. So guess what they did that you need to do to get there? Yes, work hard. Yes, invest in coaches and programs and everything they did. But you know what they didn't do? They didn't quit. I promise you, every single person that you're following ran into the same issues you are right now. Issues with mindset. Issues with having to fire someone in their team, issues with not knowing what their next offer was going to be or whether anybody was going to sign up for their next launch. They all went through that and they didn't quit. They didn't completely reinvent themselves. They didn't toss their offer into the trash and start something new. They just evolved. And that's what I want you to watch. You need to find those people and look back at where they started, because that's where you are. And what you're going to do is you're just not going to quit. You're going to keep evolving. Every month, every year, you're going to evolve a little bit more, and get closer and closer to where you're meant to be. Here is the third and final thing that you should be doing to get your mindset ready for longevity and for perseverance, for making sure that your business will not quit. You gotta have it really clear in your mind that the only way that your business will fail is not because you have a bad launch. It's not because you have a bad offer. It's not because you're not talking to the right people. That happens to us, at all of us, at some point in our business. Those are not the reasons our businesses fail. The only way that your business can fail is if you quit. Is if you give up, is if you say, I tried it all it didn't work for me, and I'm just going to cease and desist. I'm just going to stop. So what can you do to make sure that you don't quit? Because I'm going to tell you, I've had webinars where nobody shows up. I've had entire launches where nobody signs up. This has happened. This happens to all of us. So when that happens, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm not immune to feelings. I'm not immune to emotion. When that happens, I feel like a failure. I feel like, how could this not work? I feel like, how am I supposed to show my face tomorrow? I feel all these things because I'm human, because I'm a human being. And you should expect, if you know yourself, if you know that those are feelings that you get after something goes wrong, you should expect that you're going to react the same way that you always have. So if you know that when things go wrong, you go on a downward spiral of depression, right? Like I do. I know that about myself. If you know that's how you react, then this is the action for step three. You gotta develop some systems that will prevent your business from going under if you're going under, right? When your mood is low, your business suffers. So what can you do so that when your mood goes low, because there's nothing we can do about that, right? When our mood goes low, because that happens because we're human and it will happen, what can we do so that our business stays afloat? And that is systems. That is systems. That is when you set up a launch, make sure that you write all the emails in advance. That is when you finish a launch, schedule your email at the end of the launch to ask people, hey, why didn't you join at this time, right? Schedule posts. If you know that there's going to be a launch and then there's going to be a low period because you just went from really high energy to low energy, make sure that for 5 days straight, there's going to be content getting pumped out. That's what I mean by systems. Things that happen without you even having to think about it. Hire a VA. Give her all of your content. This is something I've done, right? It's taken me a long time to get here, but I've created a ton of content already. My social media manager is the one responsible for posting it and making sure that everything looks good. So if I don't post, or if I'm feeling low, or if I don't feel like creating content, she doesn't need me. She goes to the bank, gets some content, and posts it for me. So if I have a low day or a low week, or a low month, my online presence is going to stay afloat. My business is going to stay afloat. I've prepared my year so that my clients know that there are some weeks that I will not be available for coaching calls. So even though we have coaching calls every Thursday, there are some weeks sprinkled throughout the year where we don't have a coaching call on Thursdays, right? Because I need that time for me. Put systems in place. So that you can take care of you and your business will still stay afloat. So let's recap these three steps to getting your mind ready for grit, for perseverance, and for longevity, to make sure that a year from now, you are still here. And in fact, you're in a much better position than you were the year before. You have more clients, more money, more team members, right? How are you going to get you there? This is how. Step one, create that very specific vision. Know exactly where you are going. Know what millionaire 2.0 version of yourself you want to see and start acting like it. Step two, find those influencers who have already made it to your version 2.0. And go back 10 years and see what they were posting about, what they were offering. Listen to this podcast. Listen to the Global Phenomenon podcast to hear the true startup stories of the people that you admire. We have Pat Flynn on episode 3. We have Rachel Miller. We have Laura Belgray. It was episode 25. They tell you right there what they were going through before they were the Global Phenomenons that they became. And by the way, I do have a free uncut vault. I put the full interview, because they're all usually cut for the podcast. The full interview is available to you for free in the uncut vault at theglobalphenomenon.com/uncut. And that's where you get the juicy stuff. That's where you get all the really personal things that we just don't put in the mainstream version. Consume that information from people who are where you want to be, where they were before. And finally, remember that the only way to fail is to quit. So set up your systems so that when your mood is low, your business can still stay afloat. How did that feel? Are you ready to become unstoppable? Are we going to see you thriving in 12 months? I really believe that you got this. I really believe that you got this. And now, the moment you've been waiting for, make sure to hit subscribe so you don't miss the notification for the next and final episode of season 2 of the Global Phenomenon podcast, where we will interview none other than national treasure, Rachel Luna, seven-figure entrepreneur, business, and life coach. And it's going to be a double-decker one-hour episode where you'll see how your own faith and values can help you build your business to unimaginable levels. And remember, you can get access to the full interviews by requesting access to the Uncut Vault completely free. Just go to theglobalphenomenon.com/uncut. And I'll see you on the next one. I can't wait. Thank you so much for listening. You know that part in this episode that made you go, oh my God, I need to write that down? I want to know what that was. So go over to Instagram and find me at Your Engagement Coach and send me a DM. I want to hear it. And if your business bestie is missing out on all of these juicy strategies, make sure to take a screenshot of the episode and share it to your stories. Remember to tag me so that I can thank you personally for all your support. I'll see you on the next episode.